This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The abortion breast cancer link is being again challenged in criticisms of two White House HHS appointments. Charmaine Yost and Teresa Manning can hold their own against criticism, yet the media has been spoon-fed abortion-friendly studies that use tactics ranging from including material that has not been peer-reviewed to discounting any statistical method supporting the link. Yet a simple read from Dr. Joel Brin's Life News article last October calls into question the idea that abortion is able to reliably avoid developing cancers. A link to that article is at lifenewsradio.com. There is no greater attempted robbery than experts telling parents to give up a pregnancy to abortion because of a disorder. Another case at Life News tells of one couple who refused that suggestion and has a perfectly normal child. This is Life News Radio. It's no mere optimism for us to think well of these times for the right to life. Your appeal, your rationale in defense of the right to life is working. Enough Americans now call themselves pro-life for one pollster to say America is pro-life. Perhaps even more remarkable is that especially young people are avoiding the pro-choice label. Be informed, be ready, and be bold in telling others that you are pro-life. Other headlines show an op-ed piece at Life News standing in stark contrast with Gloria Steinem, who is again warning that babies make global warming. The opinion piece shows how we actually have too few children. The Labour Party is promising abortion in North Ireland if elected. Australia has refused the expansion of abortion, and tens of thousands flooded streets in Ottawa Thursday to march for life in Canada. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.